This is Fresh Air. Laurie Colwyn was a novelist, short story writer, and food writer whose work has achieved cult status among readers who know it. Colwyn's life was cut short over 20 years ago of a heart attack that she suffered at 48. Since then, her work has been reprinted in paperback form, but now a digital publisher has brought out a collection of Colwyn's titles in ebook format. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has an appreciation.
Here's how Laurie Colwyn began an essay she wrote many years ago about the magic of roast chicken. There's nothing like roast chicken. It is helpful and agreeable, the perfect dish, no matter what the circumstances. Elegant or homey, a dish for a dinner party or a family supper, it will not let you down. Substitute the phrase Laurie Colwyn's writing for the words roast chicken. Take some poetic allowances with the word dish, and you'll have an approximate description of Colwyn's own elusive magic. Her writing will not let you down. It's never fussy or literary, but rather, under an unassuming surface, it's smart, droll, and emotionally complex. I reread a lot of Colwyn's work recently. She started out in the 1970s to write her novels and stories about contemporary life and manners, as well as her essays about food. The amazing thing is that so few of her observations, especially about her characters' emotional lives, feel dated. Clearly, those difficult-to-master basic elements of style never go out of fashion. The digital publisher, Open Road Media, has just put out a bounty of Colwyn in ebook format. Four of her novels, three short story collections, and her first collection of cooking essays, called simply Home Cooking. The ebooks are attractively packaged with bright watercolor paintings on their covers and appendices featuring a short biographical essay on Colwyn and family photographs. In the opening of Home Cooking, Colwyn tells her readers, "I was taught in my introduction to anthropology course in college, it is not just the great works of mankind that make a culture. It is the daily things, like what people eat and how they serve it." She goes on to describe a fondly remembered meal of beef stew and buttered noodles, runny cheese, and plain green salad with wonderful dressing. That same attentiveness to the daily things suffuses Colwyn's fiction, where, in addition to plots about frustrated love and ambition, we hear a lot about the slumped brownies and salted almonds eaten by her characters, many of them well-heeled WASPs and German Jews who live in Manhattan. If you haven't read Colwyn before, her 1982 novel, Family Happiness, would be a good one to start with. It's about a young wife and mother named Polly, terrified of letting herself acknowledge how very smothered she feels by the constant enforced company of her large, socially prominent family. Polly thinks of her domineering parents as being medieval in their outlook and building, through their children and grandchildren, who are mostly scattered on Manhattan's Upper East Side, a network of fortified castles close to one another. The surprise here, and it appears in Chapter 2, so I'm not spoiling anything, is that Polly the Dormouse has an adoring lover. There's always some startling ingredient in Colwyn's otherwise domesticated world. A freak accident that cut short a marriage, as in the opening of Shine On, Bright and Dangerous Object. Or a difficult marriage with an emotionally remote spouse, as seen from the male point of view in Happy All the Time. The novel whose premise is potentially the real credibility strainer is Goodbye Without Leaving. There, our heroine, Geraldine, abandons grad school in English at the University of Chicago to go on the road for 2 years as the sole white backup singer for Vernon and Ruby Shakely and the Shakettes, an Ike and Tina Turner type revue. Married and settled when the novel opens, Geraldine itches to recapture the thrill of days gone by when she danced on stage in tiny fringe dresses of chartreuse and electric blue. She tells us, "The kind of ecstasy people found in religion, I found in being a shakeette. It was not an out-of-body experience. It was an in-body experience." Colwyn had the power to make her readers believe in life's possibilities, whether they came in the form of a crispy baked chicken or minor fame as a booty-shaking backup singer. Her books still have that power. Their reappearance, in a form that Colwyn herself, who died in 1992 at the age of 48, couldn't have envisioned, is yet another testament to the possibility she always celebrated.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the new book, So We Read On, How the Great Gatsby Came to Be and Why It Endures. She reviewed the e-book collection of Lori Colwyn's writings. If you want to catch up on interviews and reviews that you missed, or just listen on your own schedule, try podcasting us. It's easy to do, it's free, and you can download our podcast on iTunes. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.